It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, who joins us by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, though I'm going to talk about a bit of a dark subject. I'm going to talk about struggle. This week, I was listening to a good friend telling me a story of a time in her life that was just painful and dark and full of struggle. And she shared this story and talked about how much more appreciative she is of her life having gone through that dark time. And it was beautiful to observe, and it reminded me of one of Brené Brown's, the author on shame and resilience and vulnerability. One of her prayers is, please, God, let me have the courage to show up and let myself be seen. And I was listening to this woman, and I thought how much I could relate to her struggle, and yet how infrequently we let each other see that part of ourselves. I know I lived for years behind a mask, wanting to look like it was all together, like I knew what I was doing, like I never had a failure. And I not only wore that mask for myself, but I wore it, I wore it for others and myself. I mean, sometimes it was just too painful to face my own humanity, my own vulnerability, my own dark stuff. And so, like, I know I'm not alone in this. I know a lot of folks, we tend to numb or avoid, just assuming that if I could just, like, tuck this away, somehow it won't be there. And yet, what I know and I've seen and experienced is that which is repressed festers and grows. So it's not easy to be in the dark times. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to be with the struggle, let alone be open about it with trusted people. Let me just say really clearly, people need to earn your trust to hear these stories, and so be really judicious. But to own it, live it, experience it, and then find the gift in that dark. There's a quote by Dr. Steve Maraboli who said, when I accept myself, I am freed from the burden of needing you to accept me. So the first step is to own my own struggle, to own a failure or imperfection, my own humanity. And as I listened to this friend entrust me with her story and her pain and her struggle, I was reminded of the Leonard Cohen song, "It's Only When With the Cracks That We Let the Light In." Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, this is a very dark time, and I'm not making light of those dark times and that pain, grief, and loss, and disappointment. It's very hard to be present in that. And yet, because of the way she dealt with it, and she faced it, and owned it, and didn't hide it from herself or anybody else, she is now one of those people that's less quick to judge others, more open-hearted. And that's been my experience. For those who have had that darkness and experienced it and found a compassionate way to be with themselves, they have deepened and enriched their capacity to be human and to be compassionate with others. Mm-hmm. And yet, I know, and I'm sure myself included, have gone through dark times where I didn't learn a thing. I did not learn a thing. You know, instead it's like, well, it's not my fault. You know, it's not my fault that I'm in this condition. If so-and-so had been different, or if the world had been different. And what that angry or victim, I mean, it's not that you may be a victim of an illness or circumstance or really unfortunate things, but to stay there in blame and judgment robs us of that opportunity to find where the light is in this crack. Mm. I know if you remember that old story, walk down the street and I fall in a hole. It's an old story. I won't do the whole one, but the first part is I walk down a street, I fall in a hole, and I'm really mad at whoever made this hole, and I have a lot of trouble getting out. And that's what I think when you're in the struggle and stay in anger and blame, you don't necessarily move through to the gift side of that. So I'm not trying to make light of these things. I don't wish this on anybody. And yet grief, disappointment, sadness, day-to-day, things not showing up as we would like or hurting us are just part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we find a compassionate way to be with ourselves, to be present with that, to learn from that, so that we are more able to love and relate to ourselves and other humans around us. And so let me close, CJ, with the poet Leonard Cohen's lyrics that talk about the light. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Mm.
So embracing our cracks can be quite a wonderful growth experience.
Excellent. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.